This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Russian President Vladimir Putin dramatically escalated east-west tensions by ordering Russian nuclear forces put on high alert Sunday, while Ukraine's embattled leader agreed to talks with Moscow as Putin's troops and tanks drove deeper into the country, closing in around the capital. Citing aggressive statements by NATO and tough financial sanctions, Putin issued a directive to increase the readiness of Russia's nuclear weapons, raising fears that the invasion of Ukraine could lead to a nuclear war, whether by design or mistake. The Russian leader is potentially putting in play forces that, if there is a miscalculation, could make things much, much more dangerous. That's according to a senior U.S. defense official speaking on condition of anonymity to discuss the rapidly unfolding military operations. Ukraine's Interior Ministry says that 352 Ukrainian civilians have been killed during Russia's invasion, including 14 children. It says an additional 1,684 people, including 116 children, were wounded. The ministry statement Sunday does not give any information on casualties among Ukraine's armed forces. Russia has claimed that its troops are targeting only Ukrainian military facilities and says that Ukraine's civilian population is not in danger. Russia has not released any information on casualties among its troops. The Russian Defense Ministry acknowledged on Sunday only that Russian soldiers have been killed and wounded, and that was without giving any numbers. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The United Nations Security Council on Sunday called for a rare emergency special session of the 193-member General Assembly on Russia's invasion of Ukraine, which will be held on Monday, as Western allies step up a diplomatic campaign to isolate Moscow. The vote by the 15-member council was procedural, so Russia could not wield its veto. A resolution convening the General Assembly session was adopted with 11 yes votes. Russia voted no, while China, India, and the United Arab Emirates abstained. The move is the latest in a flurry of diplomacy at the United Nations in New York. It follows a Russian veto Friday of a draft council resolution that would have deplored Moscow's invasion of Ukraine. China, India, and the United Arab Emirates also abstained then, and the remaining 11 members voted yes. The General Assembly is expected to vote on a similar resolution as soon as Wednesday, and that's according to the U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, on NBC's Meet the Press. No country has a veto in the General Assembly. The United Nations nuclear watchdog says missiles have hit radioactive waste disposal sites in the Ukrainian capital Kyiv, but there are no reports of damage to buildings or indications of a release of radioactive material. In a statement late Sunday, the International Atomic Energy Agency Director General Rafael Grossi says that Ukrainian authorities informed his office about the overnight strike. He says his agency expects to soon receive the results of on-site radioactive monitoring. The report came a day after an electrical transformer at a similar disposal facility in the Ukrainian city was damaged. Such facilities typically hold low-level radioactive materials, such as waste from hospitals and industry, but Grossi says the two incidents highlight a very real risk. He says if the sites are damaged, there could be potentially severe consequences for human health and environment. Officials plan to reinstall the fence around the U.S. Capitol that had stood for months after the January 2021 insurrection. This time, it's for President Joe Biden's State of the Union address on Tuesday. It comes as concern grows about potential demonstrations or truck convoys snarling traffic in the nation's capital. The Capitol Police Chief says that the fence will be erected around the Capitol building as a precaution. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.